This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Centers for Disease Control plans to largely ban evictions across the country. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the new order is set to go into effect Friday and last through the end of the year.
The measure is meant to protect people who can't pay their rents because of COVID-19 and who face potential homelessness as a result. Zach Newman is a housing advocate based in Denver. He says the announcement shocked him, but he adds that landlords and renters still need financial help.
We'll buy tenants facing eviction the time they need to get back on their feet. But tenants and landlords still desperately need rent relief from Congress to eliminate rental arrears and avoid a future payments cliff. So I think we've effectively solved the time issue. We have not solved the money issue.
The Colorado Apartment Association says the ban could hurt landlords with smaller properties and force others to set tighter standards for renters. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A racetrack in Morrison hosted what was billed as a COVID chaos protest Tuesday to demonstrate against the state's social distancing rules. Bandimere Speedway was taken to court in July for what officials say was a violation of public health rules. Speakers at last night's rally criticized Governor Polis and Democrats over the rules and their reaction to COVID-19. The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the next round of the NBA playoffs. They beat the Utah Jazz Tuesday night. It was close, 80-78. The Nuggets move on to the next round of the playoffs to face the LA Clippers. Game one of that series is tomorrow. Metro Denver has highs today close to 90, a little cooler tomorrow, then warmer again for the weekend. 80s in Colorado Springs this afternoon and near 90 in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.